Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for another beautiful day. We give God the glory for today, the fifth day of the month of December, year 2020. We appreciate the mercy of God. We appreciate the grace of God. We appreciate the love of God over our lives. We thank God because He has been there for us. We thank God for His protection. We thank God for His mercy. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate Him, begin to worship Him, begin to give Him glory. Father, we thank you. You are the Lord. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Amen. Beloved, I want to appreciate God for His mercy over our lives. I want to appreciate God for His divine protection over our lives and our family. I pray that God will continue to uphold us. God will continue to keep us. God will continue to help us. God will continue to strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree into your life that you will finish and end this year well in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life that we are going to shout Happy New Year together in year 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life that every good thing that belonged to you this year, you will recover them in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life that you will enjoy your health, you will enjoy your family, you will enjoy your money, you will enjoy whatever God has given to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, this very particular morning, I want you to listen to me very well. I'm going deeper into the realm of the spirit. I'm going deeper, and you need to understand it. You need to open your eyes. You need to open your ear. You need to get alert so that you can understand what I'm going to discuss now. I want you to open your ear very well, because I'll be talking about power against household witchcraft. Power against household witchcraft. How you can fight household witchcraft, overpowering household witchcraft. Power against household witchcraft. Power against household witchcraft. As the name connotes, it means witchcraft within the household. One of the dangerous attack that we receive is attack from the household, and one of the dangerous enemies so far is this enemy from the household. Why? Because the enemy in the household is the enemy that is so close to you. The enemy of our household is the enemy that you cannot know them easily, because they are close to us. They understand us right from beginning. We are in their place. We grew up in their place. We were all together as a child. We grew together. We went to school together. And here we are now. The enemy in the household is one of the dangerous enemy so far. The enemy in the household is one of the wicked enemies so far. In fact, it is called the wicked enemy number one. The wicked enemy number one, the enemy in the household. But God has given us way to identify them. God has given us ways to combat them. God has given us way to deal with them. And that is what I want to take you through in this particular episode and in this broadcast. So therefore, you need to listen very well. I'm talking about power against household witchcraft. Look at Micah chapter 7, verse 6 to 8. Micah chapter 7 verse 6 to 8. For the son dishonored the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy are those of his household, Therefore, I will look unto the Lord, for the God of my salvation, and my God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. The Bible saying, a man's enemy are those of his household. Look at Matthew chapter 10 verse 36. Jesus said something very strong. Jesus said, a man's enemy shall be they of his own household. They used to give us a proverb when we are small. They said, if the enemy is the house, if it's not supporting the enemy outside, there is no way the enemy outside can get at us. If the enemy in the house is not there, if the enemy is the house, is not strengthening the enemy outside, it will be very difficult for the enemy outside to get get at us. The major enemy of all the African, of all the people in the whole world, is the enemy in the household. Terrible enemy in the household. The devil has done a clever work. The devil has recruited some agent of darkness in our family, nuclear family, extended family, to the extent that he can give them power to operate and to recruit agent of darkness, to recruit people into his kingdom. These are dangerous enemies so far. Many life has been useless. Many life has been turned to walking corpses because of the enemy in the household. Many people are tired of their life because wicked forces within the extended home, within the extended family, had wasted, had tampered, had altered their destiny. Many people are not living their reality. Many people are living a shadow life because of the bombardment of problems programmed into their life by this wicked enemy called enemy in the household. The wicked in the household is one of the dangerous wickedness you can ever see. These people will do a terrible thing into the life of people to the extent that you will not be able to recognize them. Household witchcraft. Household witchcraft activity is wickedness beyond comparison. You cannot really enjoy your life on earth until you deal thoroughly with the problem of household wickedness. You cannot live as ordained by God except you paralyze all forces of household wickedness. That is why I want you to prepare yourself as we go into this series. You must not miss this series at all. You must not miss this series that I'm taking you through. But one thing I want you to do now, wherever you are, begin to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy in the household is the enemy that is very close to you as enemy and is also your counselor. The enemy in the household is the enemy that is the one doing you and is the one that is smiling at you. The enemy in the household is the one that is doing you and is the one that is pitying you. Very dangerous enemy. They are serpent in the household. They are the most dangerous enemy so far. They are the enemy you will never know they are the enemy, because you cannot know them by your physical eyes. Except God revealed them to you, you can't know them. They are so terrible and they are so chameleon. They walk with two faces that you cannot know. You will think they are your friend. You will think they are close to you. You will think they are your guidance. Some of them will be sponsoring you to school, but they are the enemy behind your destiny. Some of them will be helping you, but that help is to destroy your destiny. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, I cover myself from the top of my head to the tip of my toes with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself from the top of my head to the tip of my toes with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself from the top of my head to the tip of my soul with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself from the top of my head to the tip of my toes with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself from the top of my head to the tip of my toes in the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself from the top of my head to the tip of my toes with the blood of Jesus Christ. Beloved, what we are considering now is one of the deep area in the realm of the spirit. And the most wicked force, you know, when you are saying about forces of darkness, one of the most wicked forces is the forces of household witchcraft. Is the witchcraft operating in the household. Witchcraft operating in the household. Some of them are witchcraft of stepmother. Some of them are witchcraft of grandmother. Witchcraft operating in the household is one of the terrible wickedness, is one of the terrible witchcraft activity that you can ever see. And that is why you need to listen to me very, very well. Listen to me very well. There are six group of people in the world. We have about six group of people we can see in the world. Number one, those who never discover themselves. Those who never discover. Some people, they have reached the age of 50, 60, they couldn't discover themselves. It's a very dangerous thing. The enemy in the household make sure and work upon them that they could not discover themselves. The second group of people, they are the people we call the non-starter. They never start anything. So they never achieve anything. They never gotten any wonderful ideas. Even when they get ideas, that idea have been useless, because they are bombarded by this enemy called the household wickedness. The third kind of group of people that we have in the world, that I want you to listen to me very, very well now, they are those who struggle through their lifetime without achieving anything. The Bible says a sower went to go and sow. Some of them fell in the tongue. And when they fell in the midst of the tongue, the Bible says the tongue shook them up. The tongue soaked them up. The tongue soaked them up. Many of us, we are born inside a family that witchcraft is reigning. And we want to survive there. And the witchcraft activity have soaked many people off. There are those who struggle throughout their life without achieving anything. In the school, they struggle. To get to pass exam, they struggle. The exam that other will pass, one at one sitting, they will sit for that exam four times. If you are sitting for exam four times, if you are sitting for exam three times, and you have never passed, or if you read for exam and you get to the exam all, you cannot remember what you have read. It can be traced back to household enemy. It's an enemy close to you, but you cannot know. So these people are people who struggle all throughout their lives, but never achieve anything. They are struggler. They struggle from cradle to grave. They sweated. They made a lot of effort. They try whatever they can do to become somebody in life, but the household wickedness fight against them. Household wickedness has been dealing with them. Household wickedness have never allowed them to succeed. They struggle to get married. They struggle to give birth. They struggle to go to school. They struggle to get promotion. They struggle and struggle and struggle. Sometimes they will sit down and ask themselves, am I the only one in this world? Why is everything like this? Why are things becoming hard? It can be traced to household wickedness. It can be traced to witchcraft in the household. These are terrible, terrible forces so far that has made life useless, and made life paralyzed, they have made life completely useless. I pray for you. If the household wickedness have been confronting your destiny, today the activity over your life shall expire. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. The fourth group of people, they are those who have achieved a level of stability in life. They have achieved a level of stability in life. Those who are stable a little bit, they are neither poor nor rich. They are neither dissatisfied nor satisfied. They are just stable. That's another kind of people. You know, God has created many of us that if we can see what God has loaded in us, by now we will not be where we are. But also wickedness have done wicked work in our life to remote our life, to control our life, to set a limitation upon our life, to set an embargo upon our lives. And that is where we are finding ourselves. Let me tell you something, write it down. 99% of the black, 99% of the black person is under the attack of household wickedness. In fact, most of what we are facing now is the activity of household wickedness. Let me give you one or two signs so that you can know before we pray. If you are here, you have been attempting to do exam. You have done it the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time. You have not passed. It is the activity of household wickedness. Activity of household wickedness. If you have been facing an attack in the dream, a dog has been chasing you, a dog has been biting you, is the activity of household wickedness. If you have been having an attack of cobwebs, continuous cobwebs, you wake up in the morning and dress, you find cobwebs on your head. You are running to do something, you find cobwebs in your hand. It's the activity of household witchcraft. Activity of household witchcraft. These are dangerous activity. These are wickedness of household witchcraft. If you find out that, oh, you have written an exam, and then when the promotion list will come out, your name is not there. You have tried so much, but your name is not in the list. You've tried the first time, the second time. It's the activity of household wickedness. Or you suddenly just find out somebody who loved you in your place of work now turned to become your enemy. And you'll be looking at that fellow as if he's the enemy. It is not the one. The household wickedness has gone inside of him to use him against you. And that is why your boss who loves you will just decide that it's not good. He will just hate you overnight. And you that you have been working very hard and your upper form has been filled that you are doing work, good work. You are doing hard work. You are the best worker so far. You will just see now at the end of the year, they just said that you have not done anything. And before you can say Jesus is Lord, they either demote you or they sack you. And you begin to wonder, what is all this one? It is the activity of household witchcraft. It is time for us to fight. It is time for us to wage war. It is time for us to confront them. Every activity of household witchcraft against your destiny, I command it to be frustrated. Be frustrated. Be frustrated. Be frustrated. Be frustrated. In the name of Jesus Christ, activity of household against your destiny shall be frustrated today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to make this confession after me. Say it very loud and clear. Say, I am a unique creation. I thank God for making me unique. I appreciate myself. There is none like me. Others may not believe in me, but by the grace of God, I believe in myself. God created me with a potential and ability for success. God has created me with potential and ability for greatness and victory. Therefore, I refuse to take the back position in life. No matter what my situation is, I know that all those who trouble my Israel shall fall. I know that all those who are troubling my life shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, say, I shall make it. I will succeed. I will excel. I shall be at the top. I shall maintain the top position. I shall not fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, say, God is stronger and bigger than any of my mountain. Even if I start at the bottom, I shall get to the top. Say, God will bring right people to help me. Say, I shall be at the right place at the right time. I refuse to be a slave to any negative thoughts. The Holy Spirit will empower me. I will do exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I shall be the head. I shall not be the tail. The wickedness in the household that targeted against my destiny shall be frustrated. My star shall rise and my star shall shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, all those who come against me in one way, they shall flee in seven ways in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, oh Lord, let your power change hands in my life. Let signs and wonders be my lot. Let every satanic power working against my life be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be so as we have decreed in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop here today. But in case you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, I want you to open. Begin to confess your sin, because in this series that we are examining, if you have not given your life to Jesus, you can't do anything. You are just like handkerchief in their hands. You are just like, because as I'm talking to you now, the fellow beside you may be the one that is really there working against you. That's person you trusted may be the one that is doing it. But don't worry, in this program, I'm going to expose to you, I'm going to tell you how you can recognize them, how you can identify them, and I'm going to tell you also what you should do yourself so that you can also fulfill your destiny. Also, wickedness will never want anyone with glorious destiny to fulfill his destiny. You can see it in the life of Joseph. Joseph had a dream and he revealed the dream to his brothers, and you can see what they did to him. You can see the wickedness in the household. You can see the plan that they did to him. We will examine that one tomorrow so that you can see what and what we are combating. But I know one thing. If Joseph could overcome, you overcome. If Jesus could stand up and become victorious, we'll become victorious. I decree that every activity of household wickedness against your life, wherever you are hearing me from, I command that activity to expire, 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 expire. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come into my life, save my soul. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is time for us to pray. Get a bottle of oil as I'm going to pray on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray into this bottle of oil that this bottle of oil shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Lord shall flow into this bottle of oil. This bottle of oil shall become an instrument of God's power. With this bottle of oil, the embargo of household wickedness shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that the fire of God shall flow into this bottle of oil. The power of God shall flow into this bottle of oil. The anointing of God shall flow into this bottle of oil. This bottle of oil. In the name of Jesus. And the glory of God shall cover you in the name of Jesus Christ. This bottle of oil will become an instrument of God's power. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me remind you, tomorrow, when I will be having this broadcast tomorrow, you need to get a mantle ready, an handkerchief, a white handkerchief. Get it ready. I'm going to tell you what we are going to do, because what we are considering now, we need to understand every spiritual weapon to use. I'm going to pray on that mantle. I'm going to pray on that handkerchief. And I'm going to tell you what we are going to use that handkerchief to do. And you are going to share testimony. And it's going to be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil now and anoint your head. anoint your head now and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every arrow of insanity in my head, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of insanity in my head, go back, 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 now, go back, now, go back, now, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray this one very, very well. Say, powers attacking my head. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Power attacking my head. There, 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 there. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray very well. Pray the prayer very well. Powers attacking my head. There, 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 there. In the name of Jesus. Powers attacking my head. There, there, there. In Jesus' name, pray. Don't forget the Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God survived violence and the violent men, violent women that will take it by force. Take the oil, anoint your chest. Anoint your chest and place your hand on your chest. And shout this prayer very well. Say, arrow of sudden death, fire against my destiny, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sudden death, fire against my destiny, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sudden death, fire against my destiny, go back, 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 go back to the sender. Arrow of sudden death, fire against my destiny, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and drink a little. Drink a little. Say, poison of witchcraft in my internal system, come out. There, in the name of Jesus. Poison of witchcraft in my internal system, come out, come out, come out. There, in the name of Jesus. Poison of witchcraft in my internal system, come out. There, come out. There, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Poison of witchcraft in my internal system, come out, near, 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 come out. In the name of poison of witchcraft in your internal system, I command you, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Something is happening over there. Somebody is praying very well. Take the oil and put it on your navel. Put it on your navel. It's time for you to pray now. Say, any sickness programmed into my body, come out by fire. I want to hear your come out. Any sickness programmed into my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any sickness programmed to my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any sickness programmed to my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any sickness programmed to my body, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any sickness programmed to my body, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your hand now. As I'm going to pray now, you'll be shaking your hand. Don't be shaking the hand. I command every embargo on that hand. I command the invisible cobwebs on that hand. I command poison of darkness on that hand. I command every satanic arrow in that hand. I command any attack that hand has suffered. I command now, as they shake their hand, let the arrow go back to the sender. I command now, let the arrow go back, go back, go back, go back, now, go back. Any evil arrow, fire into your hand. Go back, 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 go back. Go back, 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 go back in the name of Jesus. Oh, wonderful. It is done. I decree to your life now that any satanic attack against your destiny shall expire. In the name of Jesus, any battle against your destiny, I command the battle to die. In the name of Jesus Christ, every activity of household witchcraft against your destiny, I command them to expire, 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 expire. In the name of Jesus, all close enemy, all close enemy of your destiny shall not match. They shall not mat. 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 In the name of Jesus, anyone who have submitted your name for destruction shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, any of your system that is not working very well, I command your organ to begin to work well. Begin to work well. Begin to work well. In the name of Jesus Christ, are you here? You are looking for the fruit of the womb. Receive testimony. Receive the fruit of the womb. In the name of Jesus, are you here? career, you are looking for husband, you are looking for wife, I decree a contact between you and your husband. In the name of Jesus, I decree event that will connect you together. In the name of Jesus, are you here? Your business has gone down. I command your business to receive favor. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord will lift your business to the next level. In the name of Jesus, every battle in your marriage, I command it to cease. In the name of Jesus, every attack against your career, I command it to expire. In the name of Jesus Christ, that exam you have been writing and you have not passed, listen to me, when you write it now, you will pass. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft activity on that exam, every embargo of darkness on that exam is broken today in the name of Jesus. This is the last time. You will never experience failure again. In the name of Jesus, the one you have had is the last one you have. The failure you have experienced is the last one you will experience. You will never experience failure again. In the name of Jesus, I decree success on your way. I decree victory on your way. And I pray that the Lord will bless you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will lay his hand upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. I appreciate you so much. I thank you so much. I appreciate how you have been spreading this and giving a lot of people. It has been benefiting a lot. People call me from far and near, and people listen to this voice and they are giving testimony. More testimony will flow into their lives in Jesus. And I also appreciate all those who have been helping us, all those who have been supporting us in different ways. God will also support you. God will also bless you. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God will cover you. The power of God will lift you up, and God will continue to promote you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In case you want to get back to us, you can do that by sending a text, SMS, or send information to our WhatsApp number. The number is 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I know I'm a busy person. I know, because I do a lot of writing, I do a lot of speaking, I do a lot of work. So in case you call me and I don't take the call, just send the text to me. I will reply your text. Certainly, I will reply your text. But just send it to me, 0802-336-9298. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.